Let me try that. All right. 9:35 and a half, 49 degrees, and special guest? They are James Steele from Grants Pass High School, marching band, and my friend Mark. Farmer Mark. We're going to call you Farmer Mark. Is that all right?
That's quite all right.
Get real close to that mic, Mark.
And no problem.
There we go. Got you good now. Everybody's on. Well, welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you very much for having us on, Tom.
You bet. Shameless promotion is something we just love to do. Mark knows that. So good to have you in the family as well.
Thank you very much.
Well, let's set it up. Pride of the Northwest is something we do take a lot of pride in as well, and thank you for all you do there.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's something, a special legacy, Grants Pass High School marching band. Tell me about your history there first, Mark. Would you?
Well, I've got a sophomore in the band. She plays baritone sax.
Awesome.
Started when she was in middle school. Just a great marching band family all around. You'll hear that term thrown around quite liberally, and it can't be any closer to the truth. And it's just grown from there. And we've been absorbed into just a fantastic marching band group, and we're excited to promote it and bring that marching band flavor back down to Grants Pass for our annual PNW competition.
It's such a special thing, and so many people come here. Of course, the bands are the stars, but also the accompanying families and everything. It's a chance for us to shine a little bit and give some real hospitality.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been a part of the culture for a long time. I had a nephew who's about to turn 50, and he started at South Middle School, went right into Grants Pass High School marching band, played several instruments. So I got some personal history there, but I always love watching it happen, and I always loved having a little insight into the behind the scenes, because you have the hardest working group of athletes there are in the world.
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt.
Yeah, and I've watched that workout that you all go through. So are you part of that? Are you one of the drivers?
No, I'm actually, so we call ourselves the pit crew. So okay. In the front of the marching band, you have what's called the front ensemble, uh-huh. And we are a core group of parents, uh-huh. That our sole responsibility, we consider ourselves the marching band roadies. We bring on all the sound equipment, speakers, et cetera, and we get them wired for sound to have the best performance they can.
There you go. I like that. That's real support. Well, what do you have to say for yourself, Mark?
Well, I'm just glad to be here. You know, it's my last year here with my son. This is my fourth year of being a part of the Grants Pass High School marching band. I look forward to PNW. My boy has been a part of the band now for 4 years. He has played multiple things. So, yeah, I'm with James. I'm right down there. I'm one of the roadies as well, pulling on equipment. He and I pull on speakers, but it takes a village to move this group of kids. And when you got 200 kids that are in a band, and you've done as well as what Grants Pass has done, you can take a little pride, and that's why we call it PNW Pride of the Northwest.
Hey, so. I steal some of that, too, just so you know. But thanks for taking one for the team, too, Mark.
No problem.
And hey, it was good catching up with you out in Williams, too, so we do a little segue. And
yes.
You know, just to let everybody know that Mark is the principal at Farmers Building Supply and Illinois Valley Building Supply. We call you the principal, just so you know.
Thank you for that shameless thing.
Yeah, exactly. And Mark is involved in so many great things in the community. Thank you for that. And, of course, selfishly, you got to have your boy backed up, so you're doing that. What's he playing?
Well, in this part of the band, he plays a synthesizer, excuse me, and the guitar. But
wow.
When he's marching, he'll play the cymbals. And then in jazz, he'll play the saxophone. So anything with a reed, that boy can blow. So he does a great job.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
And you've suffered it all, right?
I've suffered it all, yes.
And you, James, same?
I have. It's a true commitment for a family.
Oh,
absolutely.
But what a delight. And I know it is so good for the artists. And we're going to call them artists, though. But I don't know anyone who is ever in marching band that doesn't carry that into success in some place in their lives.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. My boy wants to continue on in the music industry.
Excellent.
And he's already been writing music for different things. He's had a contact with his stepbrother to write the background music for a video game that he's doing
that.
And stuff, and just some different things. But anything that has to do with music, he's all over it.
That is so cool. You know, I'm a music fan. You all know that. But I'm not a musician. But I am always really in awe of those that really have that gift and they take it somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I know it's a huge commitment for them as well, but thank you all for the support. And let's just say, everybody, we need to rally at the pride of the PNW Pacific Northwest.
You got it.
Yeah. Now, Grants Pass is almost always right at the top of the heap, but when you win a big award, you're actually not competing, you're hosting.
That is correct. Yeah, yeah. Grants Pass High School is the host school this year, or at this competition, which means they do not compete. They are the what's called the exhibition school.
Yeah, yeah. Which is a whole bunch of fun, right?
Yeah.
Going to turn it loose.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the cost to get into the Pride of the Port?
So $15 general admission, and then $10 for students, seniors, as well as veterans.
There you go. It's a sawbuck for us and for all you vets and for seniors of all and all the students. Please make sure you're there to support. And 15's nothing for this kind of a show. You all have not been to a marching band show unless you've hit the Pride of the Pacific Northwest. That's just all there is to it. It's that good, that special. I'm hoping I have the time to make it. Sometime my schedule gets in the way of that. But I got to tell you, always all of our support here at Grants Pass Broadcasting behind you, okay?
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah. And good to meet you, sir.
Good to meet you, yeah. Tom. Thank you.
Tell your girl we're proud of her just the same.
Will do.
Baritone sax. That's jazz, baby. That's jazz.
It is. She loves it. That's her instrument.
Does she make it really?
Oh, she really does. She's fallen in love with that instrument.
I love it. That's the trombone of the reeds.
Yes, sir. Sure
and
is.
It is so cool. And, yeah, give your boy my best, too, Mark.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate that.
Always good to catch up with you every week here when we can. And for all you do just in the community as a successful business here and the way you give back to the community through Farmers and Illinois Valley Building Supply, thanks so much.
I appreciate that, Tom. Thank you very much, sir.
Love being part of the family. Great meeting up with you. I will continue to shamelessly promote behind the scenes.
Fantastic.
Count on me, y'all.
Thank you, Tom.
Have a great day.
All righty.